This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a new book asks, how much privacy are you willing to give up for security? But first, in Massachusetts today, the state's highest court issued a ruling that full equal marriage rights for same-sex couples would be constitutional and that civil unions would fall short of that test. The ruling comes as the Massachusetts legislature struggles with how to enforce a previous gay marriage ruling by the court. Joining us now is Raphael Lewis, State House reporter for the Boston Globe. Raphael, what exactly did the court rule today?
What the court ruled is that creating a parallel civil union scenario is, in their words, unconstitutional, inferior, and discriminatory in terms of what status it would create for same-sex couples.
Now, they have stepped into a legislative debate with this ruling and previous ruling. Why did they do so?
Well, the legislature here has never really come to grips with this issue. They put off a vote on a constitutional amendment that would ban same-sex marriage, something that 37 or 38 other states have debated in one way or another, either on the constitutional level or just as a statute. And so a court case that had been filed went forward, and the court ruled in that vacuum.
And how will it affect the legislative debate, do you think?
I think it's going to affect it dramatically. I think what we're going to see in Massachusetts is a real division that sets up. I think most of the lawmakers in the State House here were hoping that this bill would pass constitutional muster and that they could create civil unions and kind of have their cake and eat it too. And now what we're going to see is a pretty bitter vote on a constitutional amendment any time now.
And where do the votes line up, pro and against?
You know, it's really tough to know. There's a proposed amendment that's been floated out there that would ban not only same-sex marriages, but also, in the mind of many people here, civil unions. And that would probably fail, and by a large margin. But if they drop the language that would block civil unions, I think it stands a chance of passing.
And outside the legislature, how are ordinary people in the state, a state that is heavily Catholic, how are they reacting to this?
Well, it's funny. You know, we're seeing the ground shift a little bit here. Right after the ruling, which was in November, there was a pretty sizable majority in the state. It was, I think, 51% said that they approved of the ruling and maybe 35% disapproved. But that divide has closed up a bit, and I think the state is absolutely split down the middle on this now.
And any word on how this may affect other states considering this?
Well, I was talking to a couple of constitutional scholars already this morning, and their guess is that this sets up a direct test of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act that Bill Clinton signed a few years back, because, you know, presumably couples will get married here, move to other states, take vacations to other states, and say, hey, we're married. Those states are going to say, no, you're not, and that brings up tests of the Equal Protection Clause in the Federal Constitution, full faith and credit, and all the other stuff.
And as we know, President Bush has come out strongly against the previous ruling by the court. Has that affected people in Massachusetts?
Well, I think it certainly, it galvanizes his conservative base here. There is a Republican governor that agrees with the president here, Mitt Romney. He issued a statement this morning that said he wants the state constitutional amendment, to move forward. So the table is set.
Raphael Lewis is the State House reporter for the Boston Globe. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.